But if you got your Bible, stand with me in the reading of God's Word in the book of Genesis. Got a couple places I'm going to go, and I'll try to read as swiftly as I can so I can get it all in. Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 1. When you're there, say amen.
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 The Bible said, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, that and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth and in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of battle, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts and of hearts were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 8 said, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's go down to verse 11. The Bible said, The earth was also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Go with me real quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 real quickly. We'll proceed at verse 20. Romans 1 verse 20. The Bible says, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and in their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You can be seated if you like. You'll bear with me just a few minutes. We'll try to preach to you on the thought. The day that God gave up. Now, when God began to give that to my spirit, I thought, Lord, have mercy. God, I can't see you in that light. I don't understand how God can give up. Amen. But I want you to notice this morning, there is going to come a time when God says, that's enough.
Yeah.
There's going to come a time that God says, I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to close up shop. I'm going to turn the switch off.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I want to be in a place in my life with Him.
Yeah.
He does turn the switch off, then I'll still be shining bright.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to be in a place, Brother Terry, that, amen, when God says, you know what? And I read in Genesis, and I tied it in over there in Romans. Amen. It was bad back then, but guess what? We're just repeating the history right now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Things that are going on right now. Amen. I might say a few things that might upset some of you. Amen. But I need to listen. I can leave after a while. He's got to deal with you. Amen. But let me tell you something this morning. Amen. We're living in a day of time, Brother Jerry. Amen. That corruption's getting worse and worse and worse. Amen. Corruption has snuck into the church house. Amen. Corruption has snuck into the White House. Corruption has snuck into your house. Amen. Somebody hear me this morning. Amen. Corruption is getting worse and worse. Amen. There's come a time when God looked down upon the faith of men. He said, I'm getting tired of this. It's not what I wanted. People ain't doing what I wanted them to do. Amen. They're not living for me like I wanted them to live. They turn mad. They're serving themselves instead of me. They're serving the creature instead of the creator. Can I tell you that's where we're at right now? They're serving the creature more than the creator. Amen. They're not desiring to go to church. They don't desire to go to the altar. They don't desire to pray. They don't desire to do anything. They just want to do what they want to do. They just want to live like they want to live. Amen. Listen, this is where I'm going to preach to you. Amen. It might upset some of you. If you think it's all right, take it up with your pastor. Amen. Glory to God. But we're living in a town. Amen. Homosexuality is running crazy. Amen. We're living in a day and time that people think it's all right. Amen. Men lying with men. Women lying with women. They were doing it over Genesis. Guess what? It's doing it right now. It's happening right now. It's going on right now. I can't help it with no family members. I've got a family member that's homosexual. He needs Jesus. He needs to be saved. He needs to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. We're living in the end time. Amen. The people would rather serve themselves than serve God. They'd rather be anywhere else than be in the house of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Got out of anything?
It's all right.
I got out of order. I didn't shut him down. Amen. We're living in a day of time that maybe people would rather serve sin. They'd rather serve sin, brother.
Right.
I enjoy sin. I just love sin. I love to do what I love to feel what sin makes me feel. Let me tell you something, honey. Sin might make you feel good for a season, but it will send you and they preach hell hot. They preach hell sweet.
Yes,
tell you, let me tell you something.
Right.
Amen. Amen. One day, Jesus Christ got a hold of me.
Amen.
I was no good bed. I was an alcoholic.
Yes.
But Jesus got a hold of me.
Amen.
If I get out of order, straighten Brother Eric out.
All right, brother.
Amen. You got to understand something this morning. Amen. We're living in a perverse world. We're living in a wicked world. We're living in a world, amen, that thank God more sin you can get the more they like it. More corruption you can get the more they like it. Amen. Even churches today. Not this church. Thank God. Snowball Hall say he can do it at me. Ain't going nothing at you.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to hold the word at you.
Amen. Let
the word get a hold of you.
Amen.
Amen. I preached a message one time years ago. Amen. If I was in a big church, I was invited to come to a big church. That's the worst thing you're going to do for a short fellow. Don't ever ask a short preacher to come to a big church. You can't find him behind the pulpit. Thank God. Anyhow, I began to preach under the power of God. I was in North Carolina. And the power of God came down. The anointing of God hit that place. I want you to know, when I gave the altar call, I preached hard. I preached against sin. I preached about going to hell. I preached about going to heaven. And I told them those that ain't ready, they're going to hell. And I said, you're not ready. You're going to hell. And I said this morning, amen, the Lord. Come down, brother. Power of God hit that place. I gave the altar call. That whole church was lined with the deacons, with the preachers, with the saints. Everybody got saved
that
day.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'll keep guarding you. Amen. I don't know if you want to go to heaven or not. I'm going to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You want me to tell you? Let me tell you how to get to heaven.
Pardon.
Amen. That's all right, too. I've got plenty of preachers out there. They take care of it. Amen. I'm the old dog there anyhow. They don't need me. Amen. But listen to me this morning. Amen. The day that God gave up. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many's got loved ones that's lost?
Amen.
How many's got friends that's lost?
Amen.
Amen. How many's got an old buddy that you know for years that's lost?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know what? That old buddy's lost. He's on his way to hell.
Yeah.
That old buddy that's lost is on his way to hell. Amen. Your friends, your neighbor, your mama, your dad, your brother. If they're not saved, they're on their way to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
You don't do something to reach out to them.
Yeah. Amen.
If you don't listen, I'm not trying to be ugly. Amen. But we don't get out of the four walls.
Yeah.
Most sinners will not darken the doors of the church.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. But I'll tell you how to get them in. Amen. How many wants to know how to get sinners in the house? Amen. Amen. You got to go to them.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You got to go to them.
Yeah.
You go to get them saved, you got to let them know you care.
That's right.
They don't care how much you know. They don't care how much you got. Amen. They just want to know how much you care about them.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But can I tell you, if we don't reach the lost and dying world, if we don't reach them, Brother Cherry, if we don't get our hands out there and begin to cry out to them, damn them, lead them. Amen. Get them out of the bars. Get them out there. But you never get them out until you go get them.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be awful? Have a friend, an old buddy, co-worker, an old chump that slammed the hammer right beside of him. And Jesus called his number. He died and go to the devil's hell. All that time, you could have told him about Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. You might have heard.
I didn't have to shove a preacher the Bible down his throat. Who said that? You ain't going to win nobody like that.
That's right.
Say, how you get a sinner in church, you love them.
That's right.
You love on them.
Yeah,
let them know you care about them. You care about their soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Can I tell you, churches, amen, I'm going to say it. Glory to God, because you got to put up with them. That's my bone. Glory to God. Amen. We got to quit. Amen. We got to realize that there's souls out there that we need to get concerned about.
Amen.
And get out of our seats. Amen. Get out of our comfort zone. Get out of there and knock on their door again.
Right.
Amen. Tell them all. That you care about.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to care about them.
Yes, we do.
Now, don't worry about it. If I get real rough faced, it's all right. I had an aneurysm about 3 years ago. That was supposed to kill me. I was supposed to be dead, supposed to be gone, but God allowed me to live. Amen. If I leave this world in your midst today, it's okay.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Well, amen. Amen.
My wife, bless her heart, I'll be somewhere preaching soon. And my boss will get that big. She's afraid her little. She's afraid her little man, her little mini man. She's afraid her little mini man is going to fall dead right there. And if I do, it's all right because I'm going to heaven.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
The doctor told me a long time ago, now don't you get all stressed out. Don't you get worked up. I thought you shut up. You don't tell a preacher not to get
tired. That's right, brother.
You're so redneck, preacher.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
I'm going to tell you something. God's been good enough to spare my life. I'm going to be good enough to preach the gospel.
That's right. Don't
worry about Jesus.
That's right.
How yes, you sir. Love your people. Nice. You love your sinners. Your friends and fellow sinners. Your neighbors, your loved ones. Amen. You better stop reaching for them.
Amen.
Listen, we're living on the last leg. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. The day that America, listen to me, you better, you call this prophecy if you want to. Amen. But the day that they said, let's make legal homosexuality, all they done was open the door.
Amen.
And God said, it won't be loud. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You don't complain about that. But there's going to be a day that God gives up.
True.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
There's going to be a day that God gave up.
Amen. Amen.
So we don't think about that. Oh, we just think about God as love. He is. Oh, and He'll just always be there. That's not what Genesis says over there. God says, what verse was that? Maybe verse 3. My spirit won't always strive with man.
Yeah.
Did you read that with me?
Yeah.
You read it with me, didn't you?
Amen.
Amen. It was there. Was it not there?
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, His spirit's not going to always strive with that backslider down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Right.
Don't you go down there and tell Him God won't ever leave Him.
Yeah.
Don't you lie to Him.
Bless Him more.
Don't you lie to that sinner down the road telling, oh God, will always be there. No, He won't.
Bless Him more.
If he returns, if he does not turn to God, if he rejects God, he'll do it one too many times.
Yeah.
And God's Spirit will withdraw Himself.
That's right. Amen.
Bring it on, brother.
Huh?
That's right.
Don't you tell him that God will never withdraw on him. That's not true.
That's right.
Bless Him more.
That's not Bible.
That's right.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Y'all ready for another 3 hours now?
Bless the Lord.
I'm not.
Right.
Listen. God sent His only begotten Son into this world. He saved your sorry old soul.
Amen.
Did He, brother?
Amen.
How many sorry old souls you got in here?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother John's the piece of greatest sorry old soul in the house.
Yeah,
Brother Abel, you laugh. You're next.
I agree with that.
You women think just because we don't pick on you, I know some pretty sorry women that's in here too. Right there. Brother Jerry, I'm going to go next to you. He's a bigger target, so we'll have to get him first. We got to do something with this tomorrow.
Yes, we
do. We got to get out and have a full day sometimes.
Amen.
We got to get a church outside the door sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't it be awesome here at Fredonia Church? All of a sudden, they said, let's start a simple program to reach the lost.
That's right. Amen.
Let's get outside the doors.
Amen.
Let's go in the neighborhoods. I know that's not popular to stay. Amen. It's easy. It's just easier to hope they'll come to the church. They'll not come to the church.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't see very many sinners saved anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And I tell you why? The door is slowly closed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Right.
And there'll come a time that he'll give up.
Bless the Lord.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He'll give up, brother.
Yeah.
And when he does, listen to me. I'm not trying to give you a bad note this morning. I'm trying to get you to think.
Bless the Lord.
When God gives up, the day He gives up is the day, possibly the day that your uncle, your aunt, your mom, your brother, your sister, your good old school buddy, your work companion. It's a day that they'll go to hell. Never be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that you could lose loved ones like that?
Yeah.
You could lose a good old Chuck, a good old friend.
Yeah.
Huh? There's going to be a God day that God gives up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I just pray this morning that you will heed the word of God.
Amen.
Don't have paid no attention to my silliness sometimes. But please listen to the word.
Amen.
Listen to what God's speaking. Over in Genesis chapter 6, how that God began to look at the corruption of mankind. God began to look at all the corruption that was going on. All the violence, all the evil, all the sin, the muck and the mire. He began to look at it. He began to say, it repents me that I made her. Can I tell you, he's been repenting for the last many years right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not just trying to pick on the homosexuality movement. But can I tell you, that was one of the biggest door swingers that's ever hit in this world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But can I tell you, it just didn't happen 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it closed up shop on Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah,
it was because of homosexuality.
That's right.
I'm going to say it this way. Amen, we need to get homosexuality out of the White House.
Yeah.
We need to get homosexuality out of the church house.
Yeah.
Amen, homosexuality doesn't have a right or allowed the sacred man of God. The sacred man of God. That's the priest approved. And the other approved. And
Thank you.
You know what I prayed for, Brother Jerry? He didn't send me to preach this message at a homosexual church. They all killed me before I got out.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Can I tell you, and I know this preacher ain't. I hope this preacher ain't been. I'll get up two before after him. If I could reach that high. Might have to stand on Brother Eric's neck. I don't think these guys are afraid of preaching against that stuff.
That's right, because it's wrong. Yeah.
It's the stuff that got Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed.
Right.
It will be the stuff that gets the United States of America destroyed.
Amen.
Can I tell you right now that the United States of America is slowly progressing, to a way of life that's going to be, like you've never seen it, like some of you have never known it before, but it's going to get bad.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
That's right. What's going to happen when God's Spirit leaves America?
Yeah.
Huh? The land of the free.
Yeah.
Get real. You surely don't think that.
Bless him all.
How many's got a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
How many's got a license plate?
Mm-hmm.
How many packs in here? I ain't
even
guessing. Hey, I could get up like that. I've pastored Catholics before. I've had Catholics leave their church and come and let me pastor them for many years at a time. I'm pastoring the Church of Christ Lady right now. Huh? You know what? You know what's going on? The tart of the jug.
Amen.
And I tell you, there are some people out there, they might go to churches this and churches of that, but they're getting tired of the junk.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfect.
Listen. God's coming.
Yes, he is.
Sung about it.
Yes, he is.
Somebody else got up here and sung about it. He's coming.
Amen.
I asked the question this morning, are you ready?
Amen.
I didn't say you go to this church. I didn't say what name your church, what name you got the church. See, I can't even get out. What's your name? What church you got your name on?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you that. I want to know, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Amen.
That's good as it is. And I would ask you another question. Who other names are you helping get in that book?
That's right.
Because there's going to come a day, you're going to say, boy, I wish I had witnessed a little harder. I wish I had knocked on that door.
Yeah,
I was tempted to knock on that door. I wish I had said something to that man over there in Walmart. I wish I had said something to that woman over there in Walmart.
Man, bless
but I didn't.
That's the truth.
What's going to happen when God gives up? He's going to give up.
Amen.
There's going to be a day He gives up on America.
That's right.
That's right.
It's getting close right now.
Yeah.
Huh? We're in.
I hope some of y'all's cards is turning. Think about this. Church ain't just coming to this building.
Man.
If you think church is just coming to this building, you don't understand.
Right.
Come and talk to me, Brother Jerry. We'll help you understand.
Right.
You are the church.
Yeah.
You are the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'll fix the clothes.
Yeah.
Give me some music. Can I tell you this morning? If Jesus come back today,
yeah.
If He gave up today, there might be somebody that dies lost.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
That might not have had to.
That's right.
Sure. Is this all right? Are you mad at me? Do you love me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you got to love short preachers too. You don't have to love me if you get the love. And I'm not real pretty to look at. I'm
I ain't either.
Amen.
Put a bag over your head. But you got to love me.
Yeah.
Would you stand all over the house? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just come on. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking around.